With the help of the Lord and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. I'm sure many of you are very familiar with this chapter, foretelling of Christ, what He would go through, speaks of Christ's coming. Praise God. Isaiah 53, and we'll begin with the first verse. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For ye shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This chapter was set 7 centuries before Christ. And Isaiah speaks in this chapter as if he were at the foot of the cross. Every detail of what Jesus went through, how he was rejected, how he was spit upon, and the pain that he felt. Dear ones, we don't know what pain is. Could you imagine having your hands nailed to a cross? Your feet nailed to a cross with spikes? I try to imagine that, but I can't. Because this pain is unbelievable. He's despised. He's rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. At the time he was going to be crucified, people rejected him. People turned away from him. People said, if he's the Son of God, let him come down. But he didn't come down, did he? No. But he knew all the things that were going to happen to him before time. When you hear about this, could you say, well, Pat, this is what's going to happen to you. They're going to take you, they're going to whip you, they're going to beat you. They're going to put you on a cross. They're going to nail you up there. What would you say? I'd probably say, well, you guys are crazy. You think I'm going to go up there? No. Because we don't have what God has. We don't have what Jesus Christ has. What is that? What is that? You all know. Love. that love that passes all understanding. The love that he had within himself, that he couldn't turn away from you. You're my child. I love you. If we only had that kind of love. If we only had that kind of love. Yes, I know. I can say I love you, and I do. And you can say you love me. I believe you. But not the kind of love that Jesus has. Undying. That soon as something happened, you say, oh, I don't know if I can handle this. That brother, that sister. He didn't say that. He says, I forgive you. Why? Love. Love that passes all understanding. You know, in this fifth verse, he was wounded for our transgressions, for our sins. He was wounded. Not for anything he did. Our sins he was wounded for. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was bruised for us. Our iniquity, our sins, the things that we did, he was wounded for them. The chastisement or the correction of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, get this, and with his stripes, when he was whipped, by his stripes, we are healed. Accept that, dear ones. We are healed. Nothing can be taken away. Jesus Christ loves you and I so much that he would do anything for us. But he wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear from you. He knows already what you're going through. If you have pain in your life, if you're having any problems in your life, he knows about it already. But he wants to hear you. He wants to hear you say, oh God, I'm here, Lord. I love you. I have these problems, Lord. Please help me. Give me the grace to go through them. Give me the faith to believe you're going to heal me. By his stripes, we are healed. Believe it, dear ones. Believe it. Our God is faithful. Doesn't turn his back on you. And just think how privileged we are. Privileged to know the Lord now, when many don't know him. Privileged to know that these people in these places that are suffering right now, maybe many of them don't know him. Pray for them, that God would spare them so they would know him, that they would understand that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's there for you and I, dear ones, and he's there for everyone. These people that are down there suffering right now, he's with them. We don't know why these things happen. In Mark, we read about the wars and rumors of wars and the things that are going to happen. It's a testimony to us, dear ones, that these things will happen. And when they happen, he's telling us the time is short to prepare ourselves. I believe we are prepared. But let's pray for those that aren't. Let's reach out to those that don't know him. Our God is a loving, faithful God who gave his only Son, Jesus Christ. He was oppressed, verse 7 says. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He didn't complain about it. when he was on that cross. And even the one that was next to him on the cross heard him say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That strikes me to the heart. They know not what they do. I forgive them. He's such a loving God. What can we do without him? Nothing. Nothing. He's there for us. He opened not his mouth. He was a sheep led to the slaughter. And he opened not his mouth. What would we be doing if we had to go through that thing? I'm complaining all the time when this hurts and that hurts and this hurts. I'm complaining all the time. I think my wife is tired of hearing me. But I go to God and I say, "Give me the strength that I need when I'm going through these things, Lord. I don't want to be a complainer. I don't want to complain. I know that you give me the strength to go through what I have to go through. And what the reason is, only you know. But I think it's teaching me a lot of things. He wants me to be a better person. He wants us to be better people. And sometimes we go through these things so we learn. And that when someone says to you, "Oh man, this pain in my back is just, I know what you're going through." And I can truly say that. I know what you're going through. Whatever the problem might be in your life, take it to the Lord. Take it to Jesus. This chapter is one of the most beloved chapters. 7 centuries before he went to the cross. 700 years. But it was all prophesied. Everything was known before time. They knew this was going to happen. But because of love, God did these things. This was the prophecy of Christ's love and death. We just can't thank him enough for what he does for us. He's here for you and I today. You have a need, you have a problem. By his stripes, we are healed. Accept that in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything you have to go through it with the grace of God. And have faith. He knows what he's doing. We don't, but he does. He knows exactly what he's doing, dear ones. And he loves you. And he cares for you. And he's always there for you. So don't hold back anything, because he knows it anyhow. And we treat each other like brothers and sisters, which we are. Thank God for the service today. Thank God for his love and his mercy. And thank God for his loving, loving care. To be able to say, "I have eternal life. I have eternal life." We are with him in glory. We're going to be with him forever. This is just a pastime. 100 years, 200 years, whatever it might be. When we go up there, it's going to be forever. No ending. No ending. Like picking up one grain of sand and taking it to another place. Picking up one grain until you empty that place. That's how long it's going to be. Praise God. Forever. With our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord be praised.